First, President Biden delivering his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress and the American people last night. Joining us this morning with some reaction and some comment on what the president had to say in his speech last night, 4th District Congressman Bill Heising is with us this morning on WKZO. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Good to be with you.
Thanks so much for taking time to be with us. Well, address a point or two or three about the speech last night, but what's your overall reaction to how the president delivered his speech last night?
Well, just on let's talk form first, and then we can talk substance. It was a pretty frantic pace of checking the box on, like, literally every issue from resort fees to cancer moonshot. To police reform, so it was. It was. I'm not sure there was an issue that he didn't at least throw a sentence in, which frankly made it a little tough to see what the overarching theme or trajectory that he was trying to make was. So rather than sticking to a couple of main points, he kind of tried to cover it all. Let's start with the with what we can agree on, and we'll see how it goes. You know, certainly his call saying that there's no reason we can't work together. I support that. I hope that we are able to do that. But actions will speak louder than words, and we'll see what the president does when he's calling for bipartisan work on the immigration reform. We'll see if that's going to happen. I hope that we're able to do. Some issues regarding, like, veterans and mental health and assistance for them and job assistance and those kinds of things. So go ahead.
I was just going to say the possibility of working with the Republicans that he addressed in the speech last night. He kind of had to say that with the GOP in control of the House, you're not going to get anything done without it, I guess.
Well, that's true. And the interesting thing is when I came into Congress, when I was elected in 2010, we were in a similar situation. It was Vice President Biden then in the Obama administration who was standing behind President Obama. That was my exactly. It was 12 years ago exactly. It was my first State of the Union. And the President Obama at the time was calling for much the same thing. You know, it's time for us to work together, and we can work on these big issues together. He didn't really pivot. Now, he did have negotiations led by Vice President Biden, so I hope that's an encouraging sign that we're going to see this administration and President Biden himself engage with some negotiations with our Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. But I think the overly rosy picture of what's happening in the U.S. economy and sort of where we are with tax receipts, but it's being specific, you know, people don't feel that in their bones, and they certainly don't feel it in their pocketbook or their checkbook. The optimism that he was trying to portray isn't really what people are feeling, and you can't put that on an economics graph, but I can tell you certainly people are feeling that.
Congressman Bill Heising is with us on WKZO this morning on the President's State of the Union address last night. You mentioned that he touched on quite a number of topics somewhat briefly. Should he have addressed the inflation issue more than he did?
Oh, yes. I mean, this is still the predominant thing that is driving the Federal Reserve's decisions. It's certainly driving the pressure that people are feeling in their own checkbooks as they're sitting around the kitchen table trying to figure out how to put food on the table and fuel in the minivan and keep the roof over their head. So that certainly was something that he did not talk about. He did not address. And by the way, last year he made a couple of promises. One, that we were going to secure the border in a bipartisan way. And two, he was going to tackle inflation. Well, that has not happened yet, and that was not done on any kind of bipartisan effort. That was a single party moving ahead. So hopefully, we're going to be able to change that. But yes, we have to get serious about what's going on in this economy. And I'm afraid that their first knee jerk reaction is we just need to spend more. Well, unfortunately, what that does is it pours jet fuel on the flames of the inflationary fire already.
Let me ask you about the reaction among some of your colleagues to some of the things that the president had to say, the vocal contingent of some in the House last night. The speech received politely by most, but heckled at times by some. What's your thought on that kind of thing? Or is that just politics in America right now?
It has changed, unfortunately, but, it has changed, period. Mm-hmm. No, but sadly, we saw this kind of reaction with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle with President Trump when he was up there. I try to be respectful. This is my third president that I've had a chance to serve with, President Obama, President Trump, and now President Biden. I try to be respectful. Not everybody is, but I got to tell you, right after his call for his quote unity agenda, those are his words. He's attacking Republicans for falsely attacking Republicans for trying to end Social Security and Medicare, and it's like nobody is doing that. Nobody has any interest in doing that, and he was getting called out on that. And the simple fact is. If he truly does acknowledge that we don't want to do that, but we've got to have the courage to have the conversations about what is happening for these programs long term, great. And it's truly off the table. Wonderful. We'll see whether the DCCC actually follows through on that. I suspect they probably won't, and they're still going to try to use that as a wedge issue. But that certainly got the ire of many people on the floor.
Oh, the Republican response, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders made that. What was the most important point she made in the response to the president's speech last night?
I have not seen Sarah's response yet because I was doing so many media interviews and things afterwards. I didn't have a chance to actually see it. That's on my agenda this morning is to
right.
actually go back and watch it. I heard it was quite positive though, and I would expect that. She certainly has a unique perspective on what's going on in our country. I'm looking forward to actually watching it.
So what is next? Is the debt ceiling still the top issue to be dealt with next?
Yeah, on a broader arc, yes. We have to get to the debt ceiling. That's going to be sometime this summer, whether it's late June or July sometime in all likelihood. So what we need to have happen is the president needs to engage and his team needs to engage with the Senate and certainly House leadership on this debt ceiling and what it's going to look like. And this is not unique. This is what should be happening. Frankly, both parties have used the debt ceiling as a pivot point, as a focal point. When it's been time to address spending and what's been going on in the country. And last time around, when it was the Democrats and President Trump, they wanted literally more spending. And this time around, the Republicans are saying, hey, look, we've got to put some fiscal restraint and some common sense back into this. So that I think will be the next big thing we're tackling.
Congressman Bill Huizenga with us this morning on WKZO, reacting to the President's State of the Union address last night. Thanks for taking time out this morning to chat with us. We appreciate that.
Again, I appreciate the opportunity. Good to be with you.
All right, good to be with you as well. Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.